Well, with about 69% of South African households using minibus taxis, Transaction Capital has managed to extend its track record of delivering a double-digit growth. Interim earnings are up 17%, largely driven by strong growth in its SA Taxi business, while its Transaction Capital Risk Services unit grew 14%. The company expects further robust organic earnings and dividend growth over the medium term. And the company's CEO, David Howitz, joins us in studio now for a closer look at the drivers behind the numbers. Thanks so much, David, for joining us this evening. So double-digit growth is certainly nothing to scoff at in a tough economic environment, because it is a strained macroeconomic environment that you operate in, dealing with low consumer and business confidence together. We've spoken about SA Taxi and your credit risk services business being pretty resilient against negative macroeconomic trends before. But to what extent has the tough climate impacted things for you?
Yes. First of all, we're very happy with the results. High teen double figure growth, which is great, and in line with what we've done over the past 5 years. So, since listing, we've grown earnings at just below 20% and grown dividends at about 35% over a 7-year period. So, this is in line with that, and we're very pleased with that, quite frankly. And the businesses both growing really, really nicely. So we are particularly happy.
Mm-hmm. SA Taxi delivered 31% growth in headline earnings. Of course, the last time you were here, we talked about the finalization of a transaction with Santaco. It owns now, 25% of the business. With it as a shareholder, balance sheet strengthening aside, I mean, to what extent have you already started deriving the benefits of that transaction?
Yes, so as I said before, we've been in partnership with Santaco, being such a prominent player in the taxi industry. We've been working with Santaco over 2 decades. They are now a shareholder very early in the process, but the relationship is working very nicely. We've initiated a few new processes with them. One of them has been to finance lower risk customers or better credit quality customers at lower interest rates, and that seems to be getting some nice traction, so we'll be moving into the banking space. And the other area was to reposition our insurance business, not only to insure our clients and not only to insure finance taxi operators who take finance from other banks, but actually to design a insurance light product for a taxi operator who doesn't have finance on an older vehicle. So those are the type of initiatives that we are working with, as well as many rewards programs, which allows the entire taxi industry to participate or get some type of rebate on their spend. Mm-hmm. So things like spend on fuel, spend on parts, etc. So these are the various initiatives that we're working with, and so far it's been really good.
Of course, it's the operating environment that's ripe for this kind of innovation that you are bringing to the fore. I want to look at your risk services business in particular, because what you see as opportunity is actually a very scary picture. I saw in your results report that of the 26 million credit active South African consumers as at December, close to 40% have impaired credit records. So how are you leveraging off that at this stage?
Yes, and sorry, your first question was about the environment, and I kind of dodged it, not on purpose. But the operating environment is really difficult, specifically in the risk services side, where we are helping consumer-facing businesses to collect amounts from their clients, whether it's outstanding debt or just subscriptions. In this environment, first of all, the consumer is over-leveraged, over-indebted, and you have to work harder to collect debt. And when people do pay, they pay smaller amounts. Mm-hmm. So that does put strain on the business. We've had to be two things. Number one, we've had to be diversified. So when we collect as an agent, you spend more money to collect less and your margins get contracted. But when you're buying portfolios, you're able to reduce the purchase price of the portfolio, which allows you to achieve a similar margin that you did in a good time. So a book that we had bought maybe 3 years ago for 7 cents, today you might price for 4 cents and you'll still make a similar return. So that's one thing that we do. You have to have this dual model between acting as an agent in good times and a book buyer in bad times. And then the other thing that we have to do is invest heavily into data analytics and into technology to get our cost per activity as low as possible, and to make sure that we're collecting from the right people. And that is continuous investment. We're right on the cutting edge of things like artificial intelligence, data mining, data analytics, to make sure that all of our activities are really generating return and that we operate as efficiently as possible.
And that kind of feeds into your entire rehabilitation process, so that it comes at a lesser risk to you at the end of the day.
Absolutely. So the more that we collect and the better we do, the more work we get, the more data we get, which allows us to make better decisions, gets more volume, reduces cost per activity, and it's kind of a positive flywheel.
Yeah. Sticking with the topic of making decisions, you know, an underpin to your model has always been your ability to identify value assets, mitigate and price against the inherent risk that those assets bring with them. How have your assessment metrics shifted on that front?
Yeah, so we've found that we've been able to, certainly on the books that we've bought, we've been able to achieve very consistent margins. So I'd like to say that we, you know, that we're doing very well on that side. The one area where our assessment is very good, but where we've had to take our foot off the pedal a bit, is where we are taking exposure into the SME market. So buying invoices from SMEs to be collected as a principal. And that environment, you know, SMEs are just one up above the consumer. Mm. And then we start moving into mid-tier corporates. And that SME environment is really under huge pressure. And that's one area we're saying, a lot of risk there, and we've actually reduced our exposure to that segment.
Okay, it's key because you know, you've not factored into your guidance any prospect of an economic upturn.
Yes.
In South Africa. Is that pointing to you being overly cautious right now, or more so reflective of you not seeing things turn around anytime soon, and you know where your confidence levels are at right now?
Yeah, so there are two things we haven't factored in. The one is the deployment of our capital, and the second one is an economic improvement. You know, people have had this concept of the second wave of Ramaphosa. The first one was when the president then of the ANC became the president of the ANC, and now that he's you know, gone through elections, we're obviously very happy with the results, and we hope that the president now can make these changes, specifically if you look at unemployment numbers, to try and create some economic activity. What we're saying is we haven't seen a change in the environment, specifically from a consumer perspective, and we have very granular data on the consumer, and it's more a level of conservatism of saying that in our forward-looking numbers, let's rather not factor anything in, an improvement or a deterioration. But in our minds, if it were to remain stable, you know, that would meet our objectives, but we'd have a bit of a tailwind and some upside in our earnings projections if there could be some benefit in the environment.
Let's leave it there, David. Thanks so much for having joined us in studio this evening. Of course, David Howitz is CEO of Transaction Capital.